God is good, isn't he? He deserves all the glory. Praise God. The title of my message tonight is He'll Do It Again. Praise God. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start tonight. Father God, we just come to you tonight, Father God, thanking for your presence being here in this service already, Lord. Father, we just ask you to move and minister in this service by your Spirit, Father God. Let your word, Father God, be divided to each and every one and each and every need, Father God, that they have come into this service with tonight, Father. We ask you, Father God, that they'll not leave the same, Father God, but they will be lifted up, Father God. They will be strengthened tonight, Father God. They will hear a word that you have just for them this night, Father God, that will encourage them, that will strengthen them, that will help them, Father God. And Father, we know that in your presence, Father God, mighty things happen. And we know that your presence is here right now, Lord, in our midst, in this service this night, Father. And we're coming before you, Father God, with open hearts this night, hearing ears this night, Father God, spiritual ears this night to hear. And we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Glory to God. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, Deuteronomy 7, verses 17 through 19. Perhaps you will think to yourselves, how can we ever conquer these nations that are so much more powerful than we are? But don't be afraid of them. Just remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and all the land of Egypt. Remember the great terrors the Lord your God sent against them. You saw it all with your own eyes. And remember the miraculous signs and wonders and the strong hand and powerful arm with which he brought you out of Egypt. The Lord your God will use this same power against all the people you fear. The Lord your God will use this same power. Amen. Now the Israelites were up against a huge army. And this army, they were equipped with better weapons and they were better trained than the Israelites because the Israelites had just come out of slavery. You know, they were just feeling like they were just barely making it by that time. Well, here they were, you know, they were trying to get to the promised land. And these armies and these enemies kept coming up against them. And so they're having to do battle. And, you know, they're right in the middle trying to overcome these enemies. And you might feel like that tonight. You're trying to get to the promised land. And maybe it seems like to you, you take one step forward and two steps back. Or you think, well, I have overcome, I have made it, now nothing can touch me, but here comes another devil, amen, here comes another battle, amen, for you to overcome, but I have good news for you tonight, amen. Amen. The miraculous signs, the great wonders, the strong hand of God, the powerful arm of God that brought you out before. Amen. The Lord your God will use the same power. Everybody say the same power. Same. Amen. Against the enemies that came against you before. Amen. He'll use that same power. Amen. His power is not weakened. His power is not lax, amen, but his power stays the same, amen. He is a mighty God. He's stronger than any enemy that you will face. He's stronger than anything that might come against you. Praise God. We have got a good God who is on our side. Hallelujah. But notice in verse 19, it says, remember the great terrors the Lord your God sent against them. You saw with your own eyes, and remember the miraculous signs and wonders. Amen. God is saying to remember these things. When the enemy comes up against you, when something that seems too big for you, when something seems too hard for you, you remember what God has done for you in the past. Amen? Remember when you didn't see a way out. God turned that situation around for you. Amen? He was your ever-present help in time of need. He hasn't changed. He's still your very present help in time of need. Remember how God gave you strength when you felt like you couldn't go on, where you thought, God, I can't do this anymore. God, I need some rest. God, just stop the world and let me get off. Amen. We've all been there. But guess what? Remember when you felt that way the last battle you went through? God said He's going to do it again. Hallelujah. And the good news is He's going to do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember how God provided for you when you went through that financial crisis? Didn't look like you were going to make it. Looked like you were going to lose everything you had. Looked like you were going under. But God, hallelujah. He made a way where there seemed to be no way. He provided for you. Amen. Guess what? He'll do it again. And He'll do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember how God delivered you from that addiction that the devil said you'll never overcome, that this thing is going to take you under, this is going to be the end of you. Well, guess what? Satan is a liar. Amen. Because God did it then, He can do it again. Amen. And the same devils that were coming against you might be coming against your kids. And the devil's saying, it ain't going to happen this time. God ain't going to come on the scene for them. He might have come on the scene for you, but He ain't going to come on the scene for them. He's a liar. Under our feet. Under our feet. Amen. God will do it again. He'll do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember how God protected you. Remember how God protected your kids. Glory to God. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Hallelujah. He'll do it over and over and over and over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember when the obstacle seemed so big. It was just so huge. But the Lord brought you through. Amen. That obstacle wasn't nothing for your God. Amen. Hallelujah. You could just leap and just run and jump over that obstacle with God's strength. With God's power. Amen. You might be facing something tonight, and the enemy's made it look so big that he's making you think, I'll never get over this obstacle. Well, he's a liar and the father of lies, because God has got a plan. He's going to infuse you with the strength to go over that obstacle. Amen. To defeat it. To knock it down. Hallelujah. I got to find another place to preach. Because Miss Pauline said I keep getting closer and closer to her. She's going to have to hit me with the cane to back me up. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, your God has brought you out so many times through so many things. Amen. And He'll do it again. Glory to God. It was His goodness. It was His love. Hallelujah. It was the favor of God on your life. Glory to God. God is for you. Amen. He is on your side. Hallelujah. You got a mighty force on your side tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You might think, well, it's just little old me. I'm here all by myself, and I've got all these things coming against me. Open their eyes, God. Let them see. Because in the supernatural realm, the invisible realm, where you can't see, there's more with you than there are with the enemy. Glory to God. The angels of God surround you. The angels of God surround your home. The angels of God surround your family. Amen. Glory to God. And God is on your side. Turn to Psalms 124. Hallelujah. Psalms 124, starting with verse 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped, as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken. And we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. You have escaped. Praise God. The snare is broken. Hallelujah. The Lord is on your side tonight. His name is what we depend on. The name of the Lord. We put our trust in our God. Amen. Not in our own strength, but in His strength. Not in our own power, but in His power. Praise God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Glory to God. Just like the Lord brought the Israelites out victoriously, over and over, God will do it again for you. Over and over, He'll do it again and again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's not through. Whatever situation you're going through tonight, it might look bleak, it might look dark, but God says it's not over. Amen. He's still working on your behalf. He still has a plan for your life. He still has a plan for a way out and escape for you. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. Glory to God. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Now, God didn't stop them before they got thrown in. God, do you not see that I'm fixing to get thrown into this burning fiery furnace and they have cranked it up? They have cranked up the fire. Hallelujah. The devil may have cranked up the fire. You might feel like he's done cranked it up beyond God's ability. That's what the enemy would want you to think. But guess what? God came on the scene. Amen. He didn't stop them from going in the fire, but He made them fireproof. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That might be you tonight. You might feel like you've been thrown in the fire, but God has made you fireproof. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to come out and you're not even going to smell like smoke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know those people that were making fun of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? All of a sudden, they were like, "Your Lord, the Lord your God." They were taking notice. They were wanting to bow down to this other God made by man. And they thought Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego are fools. And they were just teenagers. But they stood for their God. Amen. Stood for Him. Right. Got thrown right in there. Stood for their God. But God came through. God went right into the fire with them. He's walking around in the fire with them. Guess what? God's walking around in your situation. He's right there with you. He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. He hasn't forgotten about you. Amen. He knows right where you're at tonight. He knows right what you're going through. And He knows right what you need to get out of it, to get out of the fire, to get out of the furnace, to get out of the situation. Hallelujah. He's right there with you tonight. Hallelujah. He's saying it's not time to give up. It's not time. Don't allow discouragement to make you quit, to make you get discouraged, to make you give up. God says He's right there with you. Amen. And when you come out, you're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. Those people that were making fun of you, that were telling you how crazy you are, how stupid you are, what a foolish person you are, they're going to take notice. They're going to say that your Lord, your God brought you out. Your Lord, your God provided for you. Your Lord, your God turned the situation around. And they're going to want to know more about your God. Amen. See, those who criticize and ridicule you, the enemy's using them. He's using them. It's not the person, it's the devil behind the person. And so many times He'll use those that you love the most. Many times it'll be your own family to try to pull you away from God, to try to pull you away from the things of God. He does it, the enemy does it to all of us, every one of us in here. But the Word says when you've done all to stand. 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 Keep standing. I was talking to a sister the other night. This one woman, her husband didn't want her to come to church. He discouraged her and discouraged her. So she quit coming to church. But she was saying, you know, she went through that. Where her husband didn't have a desire to go to church. And he wanted her to stay with him. You know, we can watch TV, we can do this and we can do that, and we can just, you know, chill together. See, the devil makes it sound so simple. It's the little foxes. He's not going to say, I'm just going to keep coming and telling you, you know, we need to do this. This way, and we need to do that. And you know, there's so many things that come up that pull you out of service. Your family, they won't do anything all week long. But come Sunday, you have got to do this with the family. This is the only day. And then they'll make you feel like a you know.
We know.
You're just the worst thing in the world if you don't do this. I don't know how I got over on this thing. God knows. Somebody needs to hear this, because this is the way the enemy sneaks in to pull you out. To pull you away from God. To pull you away from hearing the Word. To pull you away from the corporate anointing. So we have to be sensitive, and we have to be wise to what the enemy's doing. And we have to make a stand. And so this woman was saying that she was not going to allow her husband to pull her out. She was determined. She was going to come, and she was going to be in the services. And she was going to hear the Word. And she was going to get hooked up in the church. And she was going to let the Lord use her. Not saying that it's easy to do that. But is anything, I mean, everything isn't always easy in anything that we do. We have to have a made up mind. We have to have a determined heart that we're going to do it regardless. But wasn't long that her husband came in too. Wasn't long he got saved. He got dedicated, living for the Lord, serving the Lord. Amen. The devil will try you. He'll try you. But you've got to be firm. Amen. Have a firm foundation. Have a determination that you're not going to allow anything or anybody take you away from the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to come out and not even smell like smoke. You're going to come through that fire. Jesus is right there with you. Amen. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But He's always right there with you. And He'll always bring you out. Amen. Always. Remember that when the heat gets cranked up. Amen. That He's going to bring you out of this. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. He's going to provide. He's going to turn things around. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord for a minute. Let's just praise Him and worship Him. Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Father God, that You are a mighty God. We thank You, God, that You don't change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank You, Father God, that You love us with an everlasting love. We thank You, Father God, that You are the God that delivers us. You are the God, Father God, that provides for us, that delivers us. Father, that turns things around, that things when things aren't going right. We thank You, Father, that You are the healer, spirit, soul, and body. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. And if that's you struggling tonight, if the Lord's speaking to you tonight, I want to just pray over you. I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people tonight, Father God. God, I ask You to just give them a supernatural strength for whatever they're having to face, whatever they're dealing with. A supernatural strength from You, God. A supernatural strength from You, God. Father, that You go with them and give them the wisdom that they need in every situation. That You help them, Father God, to be strong. To be strong in the Lord. To have a made-up mind. To have a made-up heart. That nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to pull them away from You. And Father, we thank You that You're right there with them. That You see every need. That You see every situation. You see every circumstance. And I know that the enemy is coming against your mind, saying that God can't work this out, but that is a lie of the enemy, because God can and God will work it out on your behalf. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.